All right, so we're picking up. We're going to move to Chof Gimel Beis in the Beitza. Ain Sudden. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do what? To catch fish from the Bivarin. What is that? What is the Bivarin? What is it?
It's like a canal or some sort of like a temporary place to travel.
It's like a whole. Okay. Okay.
I mean, not necessarily for fish, it would be a canal for this.
Right. It means like some sort of a man-made, it's like a fish farm, I guess, would be. It's not out in the ocean. They are contained somewhat, right? But, but it's still considered tzeda. So why is it still considered tzeda if they're contained? It still requires some act of catching this. The fish can slip into the holes, right? They can hide. So it does require some mice of tzeda. Okay. Well, we're not going to focus so much on the definition of tzeda. Go ahead. All right, but this is what we came here for. We really came here for a purpose. We came here to see the problem that Rashi's raising. Go ahead. The main problem in the sugya is really what? What's the main problem in this Mishnah? The main problem is ochel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. So if ochel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, I mean catching a fish should be part of ochel nefesh. That's the problem that we've been on a journey over here. So we jumped to this Mishnah because we'd begun the topic of it's called mitoch. Yeah, you familiar with this concept mitoch? Mitoch shuch letzarach uchunam shlo letzarach. So we say on Yom Tov that any malacha that is mutter because of ochel nefesh is also mutter for non-ochel nefesh. As machlokas rishonim, if it has to be a tzarach Yom Tov or not, but there's a concept of expanding the categories, expanding the heter of ochel nefesh to other purposes. Okay. But that leads to the question: which malachos have a heter of ochel nefesh? Because obviously, if every malacha has a heter of ochel nefesh, and any time there's a heter of ochel nefesh, you can do it for any reason, then there's no more malachos, right? So once we were learning the idea of mitoch, then brought us to the question: well, which malachos really are mutter for ochel nefesh? Okay. So here we have the problem over here. That's the problem that Rishonim are dealing with in this Mishnah. What is the iser of catching a fish on Yom Tov? The guy's hungry, and you need to catch the fish. Go ahead. So Rashi is trying to answer this problem. This is a very controversial Rashi. Very controversial Rashi. No, none of the Rishonim agree with this Rashi. Okay, what is Rashi saying? He says, why can't you catch a fish on Yom Tov? Even though Shechita, Afia, and Bishol, Avos Malachos, right, and their hutru l'tzarach Yom Tov, that's his question. That is his question. What's Rashi's question? If you wanted to eat an animal on Yom Tov, you wanted to eat a behema, could you shecht it? Yes. Shechita is an av malacha, right? So you see that you want fresh bread, you want food, you can do bishul. Bishul is an av malacha, and there's no difference between. But yet it's hutra, it's tzarach ochel nefesh. So what's the difference between saying if I want to eat meat, I can do shechita, which is an av malacha on Yom Tov, but if I want the fish, I can't do tzeda, which is an av malacha on Yom Tov. We know avos malachos on Yom Tov for tzarach ochel nefesh are hutra. So that's the problem. That's the problem that Rashi's trying to resolve. So that's what it says. Even though Shechita, Afia, and Bishol are Avos Malachos and they're Hutru, the question is, so why isn't this Mutter? So he says, no, that's because, why Rashi's entering in a new concept of here. That's because those malachos you could not have done before Yom Tov. Because if you sheft an animal before Yom Tov, the meat is going to get, it's not going to be as fresh. Right? If you bake bread before Yom Tov, the bread is not going to be as tasty. Right? And Varaya, when do they bake the matzahs? Like 6 months in advance. They taste terrible. So it's so that's why you have the heter. So he says, but what? If you catch a fish yesterday and you put it in the you put it in a bucket of water, it'll be just as good tomorrow, today. Okay? If I caught a fish, I could have caught the fish yesterday, Rashi's saying, and kept it alive in water, and it would be just as good today. So Rashi's idea is what? What's Rashi saying? Saying a big chiddush. That the heter of ochel nefesh is dafka if it was efsher mibod yom. The only time it's mutter to do a malacha for ochel nefesh on Yom Tov is if you couldn't have done it yesterday. And Rashi's saying two things, right? Saying that is his principle, and what is his fact? And the fact is that fish is just as good if it's held over for a day in a bucket of water. So this funny thing, the Rishonim argue on Rashi on both points. I say the principle is wrong and the facts are wrong. Yes.
Nice question.
Sure.
Could you separate the fish from, let's say, calf?
Let's say it. In other words, Rashi is saying that what creates the heter of ochel nefesh? What's part of creating the heter of ochel nefesh? Is the need for the heter in order to get the food. But if there's another way to get the food without violating, if it's conceivable, if it's possible to achieve the same ochel nefesh without the malacha, namely by doing the malacha yesterday, keeping the fish contained in a small enclosure that wouldn't require another tzedah, then you don't have a right to do the tzedah on Yom Tov, right? That's his argument. That's Rashi Shita. He's driven to that Shita because of this Mishnah. I mean, there are a lot of other problems. There are a lot of other cases, but we'll see. This is the beginning of the inquiry that the Rishonim take. Yeah. Okay. So Tosfos' objection is what? Based back on the Gemara that we did in the beginning of the year, on Gimel Amud Aleph. That Tosfos holds that what? That what?
By all malachos except Rashim, they're much across the board.
Right. Now, there's a chilek. There's a chilek between, Tosfos says, there's a chilek between things that are ochel nefesh themselves and things that are called machshirei ochel nefesh. Right? You saw it in Tosfos. He mentions the Gemara, right? Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph. Where's the Gemara? Did you see the Gemara in, Yeah, you see the Gemara in Chavchet? All right, let's take a quick look at the Gemara in Chavchet. It's a very difficult problem for Rashi. Okay. What's that? Where should we pick it up? Right. Okay. So take a look at Gemara Chaf Ches on Beis. So this is the Gemara of Machshirei Yochel Nefesh. So it says that Echad Sakin Shnifkama Vechad Shvud Shnirtzam Vechad Greifas Tanar Viki Ryan Biyom Tov Bonu LaMachlokas Rav Yehuda Rabbanu. Okay. So all of these things are considered Machshirei Yochel Nefesh. So let's take what's the case of the Sakin Shnifkama. In other words, You have the sakin on Yom Tov and gets a pagam with Shai, right? So you have the sakin on Yom Tov, it has a pagam. So now you need to do shechita. So what do you have to do? You got to sharpen it. Okay. So can you sharpen the knife on Yom Tov? That's the basic question, right? Okay. Or All these cases are where you're preparing, you have to prepare the object for its use. Okay? Go ahead. So that's the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. D'tanya. There's no difference. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh. Go ahead. And Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues on Tanakhama. He says, not only Ochel Nefesh itself is Mutter, but also what? Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Okay, preparing for Ochel Nefesh. Go ahead.
My time at the Tanakhama, Amakra, who the Bado Yaseota.
So Tanakhama learns. All right, let's get the pasuk. Get the pasuk on them, right? Pasuk is Kol Malacha Lo Yiyasabem Ach Asher Yeochel L'Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yiyaselachem, right? So you can't do any malacha, but that which is Ach Asher Yeochel L'Chol Nefesh, that which is Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado, that alone Yiyaselachem, can you do? For you. Okay. Go ahead. Can he do for you? Okay, so Tanakhama says, Hu levado yeyasa lachem. It alone. Who? What's who? Who is going back on achashe yeyachal l'chol nefesh? Right? Pasuk has a iser malacha in general. Right? Kol malacha lo yeyasa b'em. And then there's an exclusion. Ach asher yeyachal l'chol nefesh. But the things that are Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeyaseh Lachem, that alone can be done for you. So what's Hu Levado? Hu Levado is a further miyut, right? Hu is a miyut. Only that refers to Ochel Nefesh itself, not preparation for Ochel Nefesh. So if your knife has a pagam, you can't do it. You can't fix it. Go ahead. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. It says, it's true, it says Hu Levado, but it says Ye Oseh Lochem, can be done for you. So what's Lochem? Lochem, he's saying, is an inclusion. It's a riboy. Lochem is including what? Kol Tzarkechem. Meaning Machshirin? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so now you have the old problem. Once you have a drush, whenever you have drushes like this, so you have to figure out what each one is doing with the others with the other's drusha, right? Because Tanakhama darshaned who to exclude to be limited to Ochel Nefesh alone, and Rabbi Yehuda darshaned Lochem to include Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. So what does the Tanakhama do with the word Lochem? Lochem is an inclusion. Lochem is extra. So what does he do with Lochem? So he learns it to exclude anyone else. It's dafka lochem. Hu levado, ochel nefesh, alone, may be done for you alone. Right? That's the way the Tanakhama learns it. Ochel nefesh alone may be done for you alone. You can't cook for a guy. Go ahead. Rabbi Yehuda do with the limitation, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with who? So he says, okay, you're right. It says who, which he's learning as which is an exclusion, right? Limitation. And lochem he's learning as a riboy. So how do you have something that has opposites? How do you have at the same time an exclusion and a riboy? So he says, there's no problem. It's no problem. One is what?
So that's
the who. Right? The who is excluding machshirin that you could have done beforehand. And lochem is including machshirin that you couldn't have done beforehand. Yeah. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see a clear raya. That's Tosa's raya. Now what do you see from this Gemara? We all like Rabbi Yehuda because we used to hold the Machshiri Ochel Nefesh HaMutter. We all like Rabbi Yehuda. The Machshiri Ochel Nefesh HaMutter. And what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda's drasha? That he only makes the chilek of Efshar and Efshar He only makes the chilek of things that could have been done beforehand and things that could not have been done beforehand in the realm of the inclusion of the machshiri ochel nefesh, not in terms of ochel nefesh itself. That's Tosfos' shita. That's the way most Rishonim, I think almost everybody who has that chilek. It's clear from this drasha. The difficulty is Rashi extends it to ochel nefesh itself. But that's Tosfos' argument, that you have to be machalik. Ochel nefesh itself is mutter, even if you could have done it yesterday. Has nothing to do with the fact that that you couldn't have done it yesterday. The only thing that depends on whether you could have or done it yesterday or not is machshiri ochel nefesh. So if I have a knife that has a pagam from yesterday, then I can't fix it on Yom Tov. But if the knife dropped and it got a pagam today, then I can fix it on Yom Tov. Right, so what's the logic of this whole thing? How do you understand? So you have two problems here. I mean, you have two problems in this Gemara, right? One problem is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in general. Is ochel nefesh matir machshiri ochel nefesh? Is there a matir of ochel nefesh alone or machshiri ochel nefesh as well? And secondly, you have a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the pasuk includes machshiri ochel nefesh in addition to ochel nefesh itself. Why is he mechalek in machshiri ochel nefesh, but not mechalek in ochel nefesh? Right? Yeah. Is that the ochel? Okay, so this is Johnny's approach. I want to say like this: that there's two ways to be matir a maisa on Yom Tov. There's one theory. You hear what he's trying to say though? There's one concept. There's one underlying idea of what malacha is mutter on Yom Tov. It has to be a maleches Yom Tov. It has to be a maisa that is intrinsically tied to an enjoyment of the day. Okay. Now he's saying like this. If it's achila, if the maisa is making your food, it's cooking, it's baking your bread, or being mati the behema, so then it's producing a cheftza of the day, right? It's producing a cheftza of the day. So a maisa is always defined by the product that it creates, right? Why do I call what he's doing writing? Because he's making words. Right, so that's the closest connection to the definition of the maisa is the very cheftza produces. So if the very cheftza produces is a cheftza of Yom Tov, right? Because it's hanos Yom Tov, then it's definitely meleches Yom Tov. That's achashe yocho. Saying, but when I sharpen the knife, that's not intrinsically a product of the day. I'm not going to actually enjoy the knife as a cheftza of hana, right? So then it's only going to be considered the Maisa Shel Yom Tov if the very existence of the Maisa, if the Maisa itself came to be a Maisa on Yom Tov. In other words, if it existed from before, so that in the action, it already had a quality of Chol. As if the action could have been done yesterday, then there's nothing that makes it a today Maisa. There's nothing in other words, a Maisa, if you're going to look at the Maisa, he's saying it has to be in terms of the Zman of its existence. If you look at the product, if you look at, in terms of a product, then it doesn't matter. The product itself defines it. But how do I define the nature of an action? By when it could be done, he's saying. So you want to say it better? So if it could have been done yesterday, then why is it a Yom Tov action any more than the Chol action? This very Maisa that I'm doing today existed as a, could have been done yesterday. So there's nothing in it in terms of definition. There's nothing that relates this action to today more than yesterday. If it came into existence today, then I can say, Mitchila v'yad sof, it only related to Yom Tov. It only related to Yom Tov as an action. As an action, it only related to one quality. But if it existed yesterday, then it was just my choice it's saying in order to define an action via the day, it has to be that the action is intrinsically related to the day, either via its product or via its own existence. But if it existed yesterday, then it was just my choice to do it today. That doesn't define it. That's not part of its nature. It's not part of its existence. It has to be in its existence that it's Shel Yom. Go ahead, you want to change what I'm saying? Right. Right. No, we just have to say, we have to just clarify. I mean, of course, it's machshir ochel nefesh only mutter because it's a tzorach hayom. It has to be a tzorach hayom. So it's either a tzarach hayom because it's making the chefts of the day, or it's a tzarach hayom because it's a need of the day that arose in the day. Right? All right, let's think it over. Right? Because that's the way you're putting it. You're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he darshens it in two steps. Ochel nefesh is mutter per se because it's a maisa that's intrinsically related to this, to the simchas hayom, because it produces the chefta itself. But he includes lochem, means even a tzarech of that. Isn't that what he calls it, a tzarech? Right? Lechol tzar keichem. Now he doesn't mean lechol tzar keichem literally, he means the tzarech of ochel nefesh. Right? So he calls this two categories. There's the cheftas in terms of the maisa defined by the product per se. That's the maisa that produces the cheftza itself of the simcha. Right? So that's definitely osek in simchas yom tov. And there's also the tzarech of that. But what makes it truly related to the, what makes this pegam, what is, makes hashchosas the sakin a true tzarech of this ochel nefesh? If the whole need arose today, the need arose yesterday, then it wasn't necessarily, then it was a tzarech that related to other things. It has to be a tzarech that's defined by its very name. We're cleaning it up a little bit, right? This is the way I actually wanted to go initially, but I followed your lead. And see, it has to come around to it eventually, though. That it has to be a tzarech hayom, right? It has to be a tzarech ochel nefesh, but it has to be a tzarech, what makes it a tzarech of ochel nefesh per se? If it existed yesterday, then it was a tzarech of other things. Right? Because yesterday was not a yom of Simchas Yom Tov. It has to be that the need itself is related to the need itself arose from the day, in the day. Then it's a tzarech hayom. So that's how you mechalik between machshirin and ochel nefesh himself. Ochel has to always be tzarech hayom. Achila itself is simcha. That's intrinsically a tzarech hayom. And then anything that's a machshir is only considered of the day if it's intrinsically of the day. If it existed from yesterday, then it's not intrinsically of the day. But it has to do with the original chiluk. That if the product, we have to qualify the maisa by a tzarech of the day. If the product is intrinsically part of the day, then it's defined by the product. But if the maisa is a generic maisa, sharpening a knife is really generic, right? Then it's only going to be considered to be a tzarech of the day if its very existence is from today, and the very need itself arose from today. The tzarech itself was born today. Then it's a tzarech hayom. Otherwise it was tzarech of esmol that you just didn't get around to until today. All right, it's not
so
a bad...
It's like there's two requirements. The tzarech has to have arisen today, and it has to be for a purpose of today.
That's correct. Definitely. Because it has to be kol tzarech keichem. Lochem is modifying ochel nefesh. It's including more into ochel nefesh. Even a tzarech of ochel nefesh. Right? It was just to define the machlokas a little bit in terms of the drasha. It's like this: according to the Rabbanon, it's achashe yochel chol nefesh hu levado. So hu is defining the heter in terms of the maisa. The ochel nefesh hu, meaning the maisa ochel nefesh itself is the heter. But according to the Rabbanon, but that's only where the maisa is intrinsically ochel nefesh, like a bishul or guys, give me 1 second. That's only where the maisa is intrinsically ochel nefesh, like bishul or shchita. But Rabbi Yehuda learns lochem is the modification. In other words, what's the modification of ochel nefesh? Achesheyach ochel nefesh. Who is a limitation on maisa? That maisa per se. Rabbanan is saying it's. Rabbi Yehuda says lochem, meaning the maisa ochel nefesh is one of a group of lochem, meaning tzarech ochel nefesh. So if you're going to learn lochem going back on ochel ochel nefesh, means to say that the real heter is the tzarech ochel nefesh. Now there's an intrinsic of the maisa itself, and then there's the tzarech. But tzarech has to be who, has to be of today. So that's in terms of the drasha. But definitively, the question is it the maisa ochel nefesh that's the matir, or the tzarech ochel nefesh? But if it's tzarech ochel nefesh, it's not just the tzarech ochel nefesh, it has to be intrinsically a necessary tzarech that only could have been taken care of today. It's hard to get deeper than that in terms of the cause of the machlokas. But that's a good statement of the in terms of defining the positions.